The Unseen Rabbis, Singapore. The equatorial island is humid, hot, lush, and green with parks packed with high-rises and malls. Old wooden British-era pubs border rectangular Malay-style food markets and 21st-century museums. Moshe Safdi designed and Sheldon Adelson developed Marina Sands Hotel, which project lasers across the night sky, visible from the many Hindu and Buddhist temples. It was only a short time ago when Singapore's Sanskrit for Lion City was a stopover in trade between the Chinese, Malay, British, Arab, and Indians. In a single generation, the leaders of a new nation pushed a rural outpost into a leading 21st century trading and tech center by way of infamously strict laws and tough punishments. Although freedom of speech is restricted, but most seem okay with that, in return for high wages and posh malls. Two large synagogues in downtown Singapore, where expat Jewish businessmen and their wives come together like single family. Given the few Jews, Jewish influence is little known here, but as usual, a small number of people does not mean negligible effect. One of the country's founders and the first chief minister was a Baghdadi Jew, David Marshall. Some of the leading businessmen, like the Sassoons, made a mark on this island, including the two synagogues, which are run by Chabad rabbis from New York. Singapore, like most places in Southeast Asia, is a model for interfaith and intercultural coexistence. Then again, Jews and Asian cultures have mostly coexisted peacefully and with respect, possibly because those in East Asia have long understood that success is not to be envied, but studied, imitated, and respected.